Well, it fed back meat to the store now.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. Sure did.
Pretty rough.
Yeah, no, it is.
Is that right?
It sure did it.
What's the, those cloth bags, what were they for?
Cloth bag.
Use paper bags for flour too, or would that be?
Paper bags. Flour and sugar, you know. You get a nickel dime of sugar there, you want it.
I see.
Nickel up even now.
Nickels.
That's right. Oh, that's true.
And somebody said that they used cloth bags. I don't know what for. And you could take them home and use them for even make shirts out of them. You happen to remember that?
Well, I know they made many shirts out of Ardenburg, you know. When they get through picking cotton, You take the cotton sacks and make shirts out of them.
I see.
Some of them are dime, you know, blue, or whatever color. Mm-hmm.
That'd be good cloth.
Yes, sir.
You don't have any mountains around here, do you? Nothing.
No, sir.
Nothing that high.
No, sir, don't.
Have you ever been in any place where you had more hills than you have here?
Well, I've been in Tennessee, you got some hills up there, come through there.
Mm-hmm.
But I never have lived around no hills much.
The reason I ask is that I wonder what you call a place that would be cut pretty deep, say between two hills. Would you call that a ravine or?
Well,
valley?
I'd call it a valley.
A valley?
Yes.
I see. And if the rain cuts a deep gash in the side of a hill, is that be a gully or?
I call it a gully.
So you never say ravine or?
No, sir. I say gully.
Not here.
No.
And if you've got some water that runs down and then suddenly, you know, drops down, is that a pour over or a waterfall or?
I call it a waterfall.
Waterfall. But you really don't have much of that.
No, sir, I don't.
Something that would be smaller than a creek would be a what?
Ditch.
Ditch.
Yes.
Do you have anything that you call a branch?
Yes, sir.
Now, is that bigger than a ditch? Or?
Well, it branches off from a ditch.
Oh.
Yes.
Pretty small then.
Yes.
What kind of trees do you have around that you remember?
Trees?
Yes, sir.
Well, oak, ash tree, you know, burdock, which some of them call them hedge, you know. Call this here hackberry.
How about, did you ever hear of a buttonball tree?
No, sir, I don't believe so. I don't remember that now.
Some people call them sycamore.
Well, I know that. That's right, sycamore tree. That's what someone, I remember that. They had one at home.
Did you ever hear of a cucumber tree?
No, sir, I didn't.
And how about any bushes or vines that are poisonous, make you itch?
Well, I remember calling poison oak, I remember that.
That's a kind of vine?
Yeah, it's a vine, that's right. Roll up on a tree or anything, you know it will.
Did you ever see a bush that turns red in the fall? That's supposed to be poisonous? I don't know whether it is.
No, sir, I haven't saw one here.
Shoemake?
No, sir.
And anything that cows eat and get poisoned by
Buckeyes.